From Washington, this is VOA. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The war of words between Russia and Turkey over the downing of a Russian warplane continued as the week closed, with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warning Moscow not to play with fire. Speaking from the city of Beirut, Erdogan accused Russia of playing with fire by attacking groups opposed to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad under the pretext of fighting ISIS, and by irresponsibly targeting trucks operating inside Syria for commercial activities or humanitarian aid. Turkey's state-run news agency and a Turkish relief group reported a Russian aircraft attacked a Turkish aid convoy near the Turkish border inside Syria on Wednesday, killing 7 and wounding another 10. Russia announced Friday it will suspend visa-free travel with Turkey amid an escalating spat over the downing of the jet.
Принято решение руководством Российской Федерации.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov announced Moscow will halt the existing visa-free regimen starting January 1st, saying Turkey has become a conduit for terrorists and has been reluctant to share information with Moscow about Russian citizens accused of involvement in terrorist activities. Turkey's downing of the Russian jet on Tuesday was the first time in half a century that a NATO member shot down a Russian plane. The detention of two prominent journalists in Turkey has provoked national and international criticism. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Condemnation is growing over the jailing of two leading Turkish journalists. Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the leader of the main opposition, Republican People's Party, described the arrest as a black day for democracy and freedom of press. The US Embassy, in a tweet, expressed great concern about what it said appears to be another media outlet under pressure.
And that was Dorian Jones reporting. The reporters were detained on Thursday on spying charges. This is VOA.